Hello, everyone, and welcome to Suicide Pact.
Hello, Suicide Pact.
What's in the news, Catherine?
No, we're not talking about the news.
Come on.
Let's not talk about the news.
All right.
What else? What else is going on?
What else is in the news?
16 seconds in. What else is going on? I wrote down nothing. I wrote down something I wanted to talk about is that I need to change my personality because we went to a restaurant.
Yeah, yep.
We went to a restaurant on Thursday and I tried to order a dish and the waiter goes, "But you're a vegetarian." And I was like, "No? What?" And he's like, "Oh, I just assumed." And I can't stop.
I know you thinking that really about stuck in your craw. But then you went out and you bought like a fucking punk rock leather jacket. And
yeah.
You're like, now who's a vegetarian
yeah,
bitch? And we went back to the restaurant and kicked the door in.
But a pretty woman, them covered in blood, just like, big mistake, huge.
Give me a T-bone.
Raw.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a weird dining experience. The guy was like performing the menu. And it's like, it was cool or whatever, but, you know, he's like, "Oh, we got mozzarella."
He was very Italian.
Yeah, and he's like doing hand motions and stuff. And it's like, all right, this is entertaining, but also, like, I feel like this captive audience that has to be like, oh, wow, spaghetti. You know, because at the end of the thing, it was
it was a complicated dish.
When it came out, it was fucking pasta with sauce on it and then cheese
on top
of it. Is
it pasta, meat, and cheese?
Yeah, and the explanation was like 3 minutes of,
Didn't understand. His jokes, he clearly spends his nights writing his bits for the next day. And he was like, the octopus comes delivered by UPS. And we were like, what? Okay.
Yeah, good one.
Like, this one come in a Gucci bag.
Yeah.
Honestly, what happened to us? He was a delightful man who made the dining experience better.
I guess so.
And it was delicious. The food was unbelievable.
I liked it. It didn't blow my dick off. It wasn't like the best thing I've had, even in this neighborhood. I think like Lanza's or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's better. Yeah. In my humble opinion.
Okay. I disagree.
Well, let's go. Let's go right now and get that one and see which is better.
We'll make the chefs fight.
They're like chicken parm at Lanza's, and they're John's.
Oh, I would not get
John's
chicken.
Blows them both out of the water.
Wait, what's
I
John's?
Think John's is the one where Lucky Luciano or whatever used to.
They're
is
like,
that his
we
name?
Have filmed HBO's Boardwalk Empire.
No, that's not what it is. It's the real guy used to go there.
I know. It's a real gangster hangout.
Yeah.
John's is great. John's has the best ambiance and all
for
that.
For sure. It feels like fucking Rome or something.
You can miss at John's, I think.
I've only been there once.
Okay.
You're always going without me.
Yeah.
But yeah, every time I've gone there, the once, it was delicious.
Yeah. It's good. It is really good.
But you would rate this one with the fancy pants guy?
My dish... Whatever the fuck it was like rigatoni with
mozzarella.
Some kind of like smoked, it was like cubes
mozzarella.
Of pork, but it was
smoked. Yeah. See, that's the other thing.
And then fresh mozzarella that
not
he dropped on.
Not a big pork guy.
Ugh, God, whatever, man. I can't have this conversation.
It was good. It was good, but it tasted kind of like bacon bits.
No, it was elevated bacon bits. Thick, fat. It's not like... dehydrated or anything. It was just like smoked
wet bacon bits.
No,
imagine if you took a, you know, like a salad with bacon in it.
No,
and left
imagine
in the rain.
Fresh meat and not
imagine dragons
died. You're a real piece of shit.
You're a piece of shit. Well, I'm trying to think what else is going on. I went to the park the other day. I was like, I walked to go pick up a jacket I had fixed, and I walked through. I was like, I'm gonna go sit in Washington Square Park because there seems to always be something going on there, you know.
Oh, this was Washington Square
that
Park?
That was Washington Square Park.
I thought it
and
was Tompkins.
No, and it was like really overcast and felt really, I don't know, dreary outside. Mm-hmm. And so I smoked a joint on like a bench, and there was this like performance art thing where this woman with like her tip popped out was like yelling about queefing out dead babies. And then she had like a stick with like a bunch of dead babies mounted to it, like dolls, you know?
Yeah.
And then like this guy, this like white dude on a bike, she was black. The white dude on the bike was trying to like wrestle her shit away from her, like her props.
Wait, so they weren't together? They weren't all part of the same?
No, most of them were. There was like a music performance kind of, but it was just like this ominous like tones, you know, like in a horror movie.
Yeah.
And then she's screaming about dead babies. And
it
then
freaked you out, right?
Because I was like high, and it was like, I was thinking about how Washington Square Park is like basically a graveyard, mm-hmm. like how they just found hundreds of bodies underneath it.
Yeah, that is, I always think about that now, ever since you told me, when I walk through.
And I'm like, I'm freaking out on this bench. But then, and also I was like kind of annoyed because I really don't like performance art shit.
Yeah.
There used to be this guy who used to dance around in Union Square in his underwear, and he'd be like, you have to love each other.
No,
he used to drive me nuts. And recently, he was always like just in his underwear, and like the idea is that he's trying to be goofy and he's trying to snap you out of your workaday life. And, you know, help you to appreciate the beauty and the humor in life and stuff like that, right? That's kind of what he's putting out there. He's like, you have to love yourself. And he gets all worked up and shit. He's like creeping around on all fours, and yeah, he dresses like an idiot. And I was always like, you know, I know I'm just a fucking curmudgeon. Mm-hmm. Like his message is nice or whatever, but get the fuck away from me. And I feel vindicated because I saw him recently on Instagram doing stand-up.
Oh, no!
Posting his stand-up clips, trying to get ahead, you know?
This is how people get you. They make you feel... I've been thinking about this a lot. People will use something good in the guise of being a complete asshole or a total narcissist, so like you have a hard time criticizing them. Like, how could you
criticize? Isn't that everything?
Yes.
Isn't that fucking
everything? That's why I don't trust anybody. So this guy's saying you should love each other, but all he's really doing is going, look at me.
Exactly.
And you're an asshole for saying I don't fucking like the cut of that guy's jib.
Right.
It weirds me out. Your has nothing to do with actually disliking other people just not agreeing with his message. I mean, like, has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, or like not liking art or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I'm watching this woman in the park. I'm like, this is fucking annoying. You know, I get it. It's about abortion, but it's not really about anything. You're not really saying anything. So I posted on Instagram, and I went home, and everybody starts messaging me. Holy shit, that's crackhead Barney. That's crackhead Barney. And I'm like, what the fuck is crackhead Barney? So I look it up, and it's like, oh, I do know this woman, and she's actually very cool. She covers herself in, like, I don't know, like flour to look like she's coked out of her mind, and she'll like plop one tit out or whatever. But then she'll get like interviews with like Marjorie Taylor Greene and stuff, like ambush them.
Yeah.
And she knows a lot of stuff. Like, she's actually politically, you know, intelligent, informed, I guess.
Yeah.
And people just think like a crazy person is approaching them, and then she'll just start hammering them with like, why'd you vote for this thing?
Yeah.
Why are you part of this like special interest group? Why did you take money from these people? Do you want to see my tit? And then she's like, look at my asshole or whatever. And it's just, it's great because she nails these people, but also they're just sweating because they're so uncomfortable. She went after Eric Adams.
Really?
Because he just like decimated the homeless populations like camps around the city, and just like didn't give them any alternative, no other alternative place to live.
He was basically like, this is unacceptable. It's gross. I hate that. I hate when people with homes, housed people, just look at homeless people like an inconvenience, where they don't even consider that like they have to exist somewhere because they're not being taken care of. And imagine the fucking mayor thinking that way.
Yeah. Yeah, so she crawled up his ass when he was like nice. Walking out of a building, and it's great. She's just telling him he should be ashamed of himself, but she's like, you know, got one of her tits hanging out and stuff, and like isn't covered in trash, and it's like, all right, I get this, because I think what she's doing is she's punching through all this like impotent protesting we're all doing.
Yeah,
you know, like we're all in the park, like. Come on, we want abortions, and it's like nobody's listening to us.
Kavanaugh has got to go.
Yeah, and everybody's got like the Euphoria sparkly makeup yeah. on, like they put all this time into that. And she just like, she approaches people like, I'm a crazy homeless person.
Yeah.
You can't yell at me, because that would be
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, you can't, you're going to engage, you can't do that.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
So what the fuck was she doing yesterday? It was some sort of abortion protest?
Yeah, it was abortion stuff, but it was like really obscure and weird. I think what she tries to do is she was trying to trigger people, and she did. Some dude, like older dude on like you know, those motorized bikes, are not mopeds, but they're like e-bikes.
Yeah, it's got like a thick. Like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he pulls up on one of those and was trying to, like, pull her signs out of her arms and stuff. And
jeez,
like,
imagine, that's a weird response. Like, imagine not just going away from that. Like,
see, that whole place is dark. That
Washington
that
Square Park?
Is, yeah, it's got a dark vibe to it. This wasn't a regular dude. He was a little bit off, too. Like, you just look around and you're like, fuck, man, everybody here is just, creepy.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
It was just like the vibe of yesterday, because it was like, you know, just that weird
that
weather,
music and the weather and yeah. the dead baby iconography,
right?
I can see that. No, I agree with you. I walk through it a lot, and it always feels a little, I don't know,
when it's nice outside, people go there to like make the scene too, like it's all
yeah,
these like
that's
fashion
a part
dorks
of it. Yeah.
Like waiting for somebody with a microphone. There's a lot of like man on the street TikTok shit going mm-hmm. on there, where people walk up and be like, what's your fit check, whatever.
Oh,
the fuck
God.
You have to be like, these shoes were $2,000, and people, you can see people just wandering around waiting for somebody to do that to them.
Oh God,
all these NYU kids. And then like it's always just a thick plume of weed smoke, you know.
Yeah.
And everybody just sells weed there now, so there's all these
yeah.
tables.
I went there, I told you,
that's kind of cool though.
A few months ago I went there, and this kid like 12 or 13 with a blank look on his face walked up to Iggy and started kicking her, and he looked so disturbed, and he had a hospital bracelet on, and I was with like Caitlin, I forget, but she was like, hey, that's not nice, please don't do that. And we had to like drag her away, but all of it was so bad, because you can really be angry at the kid, because he was clearly just abandoned and completely fucked up.
Yeah.
But that was such a scary, unsettling, dark moment. He's just in his broad daylight, and people are like tanning and putting their feet in the fountain, and he's just wandering around.
Yeah, these smaller parks, like everything is like hyper focused, you know, like you go to Prospect Park, which is enormous, and everything's spread out, and you're like, what a beautiful day in sunny Brooklyn, you know.
Yeah.
Look at the lake and the trees, and there's a fucking horse. But then,
there's
probably, you know, it's riddled with homeless people and people that are out of their mind or have mental health issues and are living there. But you don't really see them, because there's like a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah.
But you go to these smaller parks like Washington Square Park or Tompkins Square Park, where everybody's stacked on top of each other, and you're just like, immediately, especially if you're a little high, you go,
yeah.
I gotta go, man. I gotta get out of here.
It's like a weird reckoning with Instagram versus reality, because it's such a nice place to take a photo.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you spend time there, and you're like, oh no, this is
there's a guy eating a squirrel behind you, yeah. and you're like, you're doing your TikTok dance to Doja Cat, but if the camera pans slightly, there's just two people fucking.
Oh,
in the fountain, you know.
What a city.
Greatest city in the world.
That's what they say.
It's also getting nice out, so you know, it's it gets weird when it gets nice out.
Like people get debaucherous.
I was at when I was picking up my jacket, this homeless guy was in there. I felt so
in
bad.
In the jacket store?
Yeah, cuz he's like, "Look, I have this this card." It was like a like a food stamps type thing, whatever that, what's that called?
EBT.
Yeah, EBT. And he's like, but I forgot my PIN number to it and I can't buy anything. And the guy behind the counter is like, yeah, I don't know how to help you with that. And he's like, the people next door won't take it and I'm trying to get food or whatever and I forgot the PIN number. And he's like, is there somewhere I can call or something? And he's like, yeah, again, I just fix jackets or whatever, so I don't really know. And then he's looking at me and he's like, yeah, he's this older guy, and he goes, you know, the problem is I fucking drink too much. And he's like, this is the problem. He pulls out a bottle of booze, and me and the guy are like, oh, he's like, so I don't know. He's like, and I tried to call them, and they're closed because it's the weekend. And the guy was like, well, you know, Monday's a holiday, and the old drunk dude was like, fuck.
This keeps getting worse.
Yeah, me and the guy are like, well.
Oh, fuck.
Anyway.
Red tape is so cool because it's like, sorry. Sorry, it's closed. Yeah. You need to eat? Better wait till Tuesday. What the fuck?
I know.
And there's so many, we've all gotten so used to this system where you just go, I mean, these are the rules. This is how it works. I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
what I do in my spare time is I watch this guy on TikTok who gives people like, he'll give people like $500 or like $1,000.
That really pisses people off sometimes.
I mean, it pisses me off because it's so performative and goofy, but like, it's this double-edged sword thing where it's like, he gives people this money and then they become famous, right?
Mm-hmm.
And more people, like, they'll like show their Cash App. So everybody that's watching this video will send money to this person, and then their lives are changed completely.
Yeah, I mean,
like, the guy doing it, of course, is getting famous, sure, and is on Good Morning America and stuff, and like,
I'll allow it because he could be doing anything else. He could be the fucking performance artist guy and going lamb each other, or that fucking guy who dresses as a rat and just takes up space on the subway.
Dude, fuck
who
that guy.
I think also does stand up probably. Like, god
damn. Dude, stand-up is done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm fucking done. I like... Eric keeps asking me, like, do you want to go look at a new venue for the show? I'm like, I don't think I do this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I can't... I mean, fuck. If you listen to this podcast long enough, this must be the most annoying conversation in the world. But I like... It's just so bad. And it... I wish I hadn't created this prison for myself. Because I cannot go on social media anymore without seeing all clips of stand-up, because those are my friends, you know, and because they're my friends, the algorithm says he wants more of this shit. He seems to only follow and like things that are stand-up related. It's like, no, I just know that person.
Yeah.
Good for you, you're out there doing it. And it's like, here's 15 things recommended to you based on your past, you know, likes.
When I see a clip of a stand-up comic who I've never heard of, who's like very popular but not famous, it drives me crazy.
Me too.
Like, when it just shows up on my timeline, I'm like, why the fuck would I was hanging out with a friend last night who used to do stand-up but fully quit, like, which nobody ever does. You just kind of let it peter out and become a hobby until you die of cirrhosis.
Yeah.
But she like fully quit, and she's like, I'm so happy. And she had the best analogy. She said, when you start doing comedy, it's like if you're really into burgers, like artisanal burgers, and then you start working at a factory farm. And you're just like, this is horrific.
Yeah.
I hate this.
Yeah.
Just watching how it's made is so disturbing and will just ruin it for you for the rest of your life.
Right. Yeah, it is true. Yeah, I used to say, you know, you wanna play professional football, and somehow you just always find yourself in the locker room, like, washing jock straps and shit, you know what I mean? Like, that's where you ended up. It's like,
for two Swedish people,
you can stand on the sideline and like, you can almost, you can see the game,
yeah,
and some of the players know your name and stuff, but that's as close as you're ever gonna get,
right?
You're like, look at you, you're living your dream, this is what you love, football. It's like, I mean, I'm cleaning the toilets, I guess, like,
yeah,
you're part of the, you gotta you know, they give you a fucking uniform.
Remember that time you did a scrimmage with OJ's son? That was something.
Yeah, that was something. You get to go to the part, like, somebody invited you to their birthday party. And you're like, yeah, I guess so.
At least with football, like, you're either good or you're bad. With comedy, it's like, I don't know, some people who are completely demented and devoid of humor shoot to the top other
fucking
times.
Fucking everybody seems to be. TikTok has made it possible for people that would have never done fucking anything. Like, you know how you look at a club lineup and you go like, wow, what I could have never seen things going this way. This lineup is all people that at the open mic you'd be like, holy shit, I feel bad for this person that they think they could do this. This is embarrassing. I almost want to befriend them and like be like, okay, hey, why don't you try something else? And then you look at the lineups and all those people are successful and are you know, because the gatekeepers are like actually retarded. And then now you go onto TikTok and there are people, same type of thing, people even worse than that, who have told like a story into their phone or something, and all the little kids are like, this is good, I like this. And you look at something and you're like, oh my God, that guy has 8 million followers.
Or start lip syncing.
That fucking guy we all thought was going to shoot up the open mic.
Oh my God,
you know,
God,
that would
yeah.
sit on the stage with dead eyes and just stare at you yeah. is now somehow, you know. But whatever.
Anyway.
Yeah, I just like
into people. I do. I also think that the newer generations just don't like comedy, at least stand-up comedy, in its original form.
Right. I mean, what bugs me is like I'm fine not doing it. It's like I've kind of gotten over that hump. But like the fact that my phone is just all, for lack of a better word, triggers. Where it's just like you open it up and there it is immediately.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedy every single fucking time. I have to like only go on my like throwaway parody accounts if
yeah.
I'm going to look at Instagram, because it doesn't know to recommend all this stuff to me.
What does your feed, like, do you even scroll through? Do you have a feed on self-care? Because you only
no.
follow yourself.
Well, okay. If I go, it's all that shit.
Recommended
it's great.
Self-care
yeah.
stuff.
So it's, you know, if I need some inspiration, I just go to my,
yeah.
like, search thing, and it's
oh,
just all
yeah.
those infographics, or, like, people lip-syncing to, like, fuck you. If you fuck with me, fuck you, you piece of shit. And they're, like, drinking, they're always, like, drinking coffee or, like, some wine or something. It's tea.
And that stuff's, like, wildly popular, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's interesting because Instagram is trying to turn into TikTok.
Yeah, the Reels shit is driving me crazy. I'm like, how does this, what? This video has like 8 million views and it's just somebody you've done an open mic with? I mean, we're just saying the same thing over
yeah.
and over again, but still, what the fuck?
Yeah, so you got Reels on Instagram, which is, you know, they're trying to be TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And on TikTok, they've added stories.
No,
yeah.
You guys. You know what's funny is the way that TikTok comes in and just goes like, we'll just show your shit to way more people, and then random people can just get millions and millions of eyes on their shit. And then Instagram was like, wait, hold on a second. Okay, we're going to do that too.
Yeah, we're just
going to
steal
that. Feels
like
it's all very arbitrary. You used to believe that somehow like you could go viral based on merit. This is all so stupid. But like on Twitter or something, like one person likes it, somebody with a lot of followers retweets it, and it's all like kind of rigid numbers game. This, it feels like they just like manufactured more views and more clicks just to make you feel famous and suck you in.
Well, that's
even
exactly
more.
What that's the business model.
That's wild.
You know, like I had an account and I had a few a TikTok account, and I had a few videos on there that went viral.
Mm-hmm.
And then my account got deleted.
Well, what'd you do?
They know what I did. And I started a new account and I uploaded those old videos,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't get more than like 12
yeah.
views on it.
Yeah.
So that shows you how arbitrary it is.
Right. Unless, do you think it like knows that it's a recycled video?
No, I know how it works.
How does it work?
So the way TikTok works is they take your video and they show it to 10 people. And then if one of those people likes your video, they show it to 10 more people. So for every like you get, they show it for 10 more. They show it to 10 more people. So early on, you have to be lucky in that the first like handful of people that see your video really like it.
Okay.
And then it snowballs. And then there's like no end in sight, you know? Because now they're showing it to 40, 50 people. And then if just a handful of those people like it, then another 10, another 10. You know what I mean?
God, yeah. We're just fucking lab rats.
Yeah, that's it too. Because like when you live in a world where anybody can really make it in this way, you know, get a bunch of followers, it seems pointless.
Yeah.
You know, you're not pushing through with some great work of art. You figured out the algorithm or whatever. And then there's just so much competition because there's all these people that are like business minded and you got to post 4 times a day and what dances are the most popular or like in the stand-up world, like what are the kids talking about? What will resonate with them in my clips? You know, did I own enough hecklers? And you're just like, this is all so fucking exhausting.
Do I own enough bucket hats?
I'm going to Coney Island and enjoying myself. I'm not going to.
Yeah, it really does feel good to not care a little bit, but not completely, because there's a part of you that's like, you gave up. You could be.
Oh, absolutely. That's where all the recommendations come in, when you just keep seeing people.
Yeah.
Over and over, if you could. I can just delete the app, really. Because I don't really need it anymore if I'm not going to keep pursuing this thing.
Right. Well, Instagram back in like 2015, 2016 used to be like that. If you didn't have it, you don't exist. And how do you keep tabs on your friends and see what they're up to? And I feel like finally, I think for the better, we're all just tired of it, but hanging on because like, what the fuck else are we going to do?
Yeah.
But you don't enjoy it.
The only like fun way to use it now is to make fun of it.
Yeah.
You know? To do like a meta, you know, this thing sucks, right?
What, like self-care?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with all of it, you know? Twitter, TikTok.
Ugh. And the way that it, like people with lots of followers on one app online that somehow bleeds into their real life personality, where like, do you know who I am? I have 40,000 Twitter followers.
Yeah, those are weird individuals. Those people that are, yeah, like we were at a restaurant. Remember, we were sitting down next to two guys, these like Asian guys. That's important because the one guy is like an Asian TikTok content creator.
Mm-hmm.
You know how there's all these niche, like, hey, if you're Asian, your mom says this type of stuff.
Yeah,
And they were talking about like how he can't go anywhere because he gets recognized all the time. And did we try to find him?
I don't think we. There was no way. He didn't say his handle or anything. But
yeah.
He was talking about like millions of followers.
Yeah.
And that's like that like means something to people now.
And
like,
in your mind, don't you hear millions of followers and you're like, well, then it's not good.
Yeah, you know, right.
If millions of people like it, then it's fucking pandery bullshit.
Right, then it's this just generic every person thing. I don't know. Maybe it's great.
Yeah, maybe it's fantastic. Who knows? The breakout people from TikTok and Instagram that you now know and love.
Right.
Seems like YouTube used to have a little bit more value to it, you know?
Like, well, Bo like Burnham, Jenna Marbles?
Like Jenna Marbles.
Yeah. What?
It's like Bo Burnham.
Okay,
that was
yeah.
his, you know, where he started.
Bo Burnham.
I think the fact that we shortened everything, now everything is it a minute? Is it? Well, I guess they're, now you can post like 5 minutes or whatever on TikTok.
I hate that so much. But I mean, it's not like people were people becoming famous from Vine? Actual famous?
Hell yeah, dude.
Actually famous?
You know, like internet famous.
Yeah.
Like King Bosch, is that his name?
Oh, I don't know.
The black dude who does like backflips and stuff. He got like stuff. He was on TV and shit.
Commercials. All right. Yeah. Bo Burnham, I think, is just a unique, like he was I don't know how people are going to feel about this. I do think he's a genius. I don't like all of his stuff, but I think he's insanely talented.
Yeah.
And he would have figured out how to become popular no matter what generation.
He was on Vine too.
No, I know. But like if he was born in the 70s, whatever, he just would have figured it out. He just used what he had, which was the internet and YouTube.
But do you think he would break through now on TikTok? Yeah, probably.
I'm answering my own question. You probably still would have.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No matter what.
Yeah.
I'm not like worried about. So I just think genius is such a. It's a word that I don't think any of us can really define. Like, it's not like a scientific thing that you can, unless I'm unaware of the actual science behind it. But it's a weird word that people throw around a lot. But I do think he's like supremely intelligent
right.
and talented.
The way we use it now, it's like, you know, it's not who's Bach wrote a fucking shit
when he was four. Yeah.
When you hear about real genius, or like Tesla, like all the, you know.
Yeah. And then you're like, and Bo Burnham.
Yeah, yeah. And Kanye.
YouTube.
Kanye's workout plan.
And Rachel Hollis.
Who's that?
She's that woman who wrote, oh, we've talked about her so much, but she's not like a household name. She got in trouble for saying like, I have a housekeeper because I work hard.
Yeah,
she's like a self-care lady.
Right. This genre of book that white women write about like breaking free from society's, you know, expectations of you and being present in the moment. It's a lot of, I really kind of admire people who can talk at length or write for long stretches of time without saying anything,
yeah.
You know, about how you got to be free and like free your mind and, you know, just on and on and on. And you go, fuck, she didn't fucking say anything for fucking 6 minutes there. She didn't say shit.
And she built an empire. Hey, maybe she is a genius. Maybe I was accurate.
No, she's a type A white woman.
I'm kidding, Ian.
If she wasn't doing this, she'd be calling the police on like little kids selling lemonade.
Yeah, she'd be performing a citizen's arrest of women selling churros on the subway, which is something I think about every time I see them selling churros. I'm like, what if I did a citizen's arrest like right now?
She's got like a Dog the Bounty Hunter bear mace canister on her hip.
Oh, man, that would be such a funny Karen video. I'm like, someday if I just lose my mind, I'm going to be like, this is a citizen's arrest. Put your hands behind your back. I don't know how what the protocol is for a citizen's arrest. Drop the mangoes now.
Yeah, do you read them their rights or?
I don't know.
Do you have
you
to?
Don't...
Just get some zip ties and go to town. Speaking of Karens and TikTok, there are like several black dudes on TikTok who can do this unbelievable Karen white woman voice.
Really?
That is so fucking funny. Like sometimes they'll do it like so that you can't see them at first, so you really think it's a Karen video. It's that good.
What?
You know, and then it turns around and it's just like, sir, sir, no, I work here. No, I actually work here. No, sir. And they put this big, like, you know, that angry
that
grin
scary
that people put
Joker
on their
face?
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's really funny.
No, actually, I work here, so... I got to find that and show it to you.
Now what?
I don't fucking know. What else is going on? What's in the news?
Stop asking what's in the news, Ian. All
right.
There's nothing in the news.
Okay.
Nothing happened. Well, God. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are entering.
When is the
They entered deliberations yesterday. I assumed they would be done because it's a holiday weekend. And like as soon as they were dismissed to deliberate, they'd be like, we got it. Okay, because we want to fucking go home now.
Right, we want hot dogs.
But they're off this weekend, so they won't be back to deliberate again until Tuesday. So we're going to have to wait.
Damn.
I really find this whole trial really tragic. Why? What? I assume it's different laws based on the state, but like, why is this public? Why is it televised?
Yeah, that is exactly it. I think state by state, like they decide, or it's either that or it's like the type of trial that it is.
Yeah.
You know, like if it was a murder or something, I don't know. I'm pulling shit out of my ass, but it does. There are some, you know, like Casey Anthony, you could watch that one, right?
Yeah.
But then there was another one, I forget which one, like a very famous one where it was like, oh, fuck, we're not going to be able to, we just got to look at sketches
like
now.
Like Jodi Arias or something.
Do you know how sketches work? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, the court doesn't hire somebody to do sketches.
Okay.
They just go there. The sketch artists,
yeah,
and they draw the fucking trial, and then they try to sell their shit to the news.
What?
So there's all these like competing sketch artists in the
at the trial.
Wow, this
and they
makes
know
so much
each
sense.
Other, and they're like, "Oh,
get out of
there's
here, John,
Gary.
I'm sick of you."
Yeah,
that makes so much sense because I saw one recently. I forget what news outlet it was, but it just looked like a fourth grader did it with crayons. And they clearly just went with the cheaper guy or something.
Yeah. Or maybe he's the only guy that showed up or got in or whatever.
They're so bad. That's so funny. Man.
So anybody could do it.
It reminds me of comedy. Should we quit and become courtroom sketch artists?
Hell yeah.
That would be great.
What if it was
like... do it, have like a flair to it.
Yeah, no, this is the thing. We'll be the funniest. So we'll just like draw like stink lines off of Amber Heard.
Amber Turd.
And every time we draw Johnny Depp, who will be in full, you know, pirate costume.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody would be like, these are the best ones by far.
Mm-hmm.
Not accurate.
Not
whatsoever.
Even a little bit.
We'll draw them out. We'll draw them before we go. We don't
just
even have
draw
to go.
Like Reba McEntire as a judge.
Yeah.
Just make it fun.
And there's an Easter egg. Doctor Strange is in the back in the background.
There's a Pizza Planet truck. Yeah. Look
people on YouTube are breaking down our newest courtroom sketches are in.
Make the justice system fun again.
Yeah, but we were watching like Amber Heard's last whatever.
Oh, her testimony. It was her rebuttal
testimony
at the end.
Yeah, and she's like, and I'm an American.
I have a right as an American. I was like, whoa, what's this about? I don't. This is a weird one.
Yeah, she had like her last real push to sound like, you know,
she's she was really trying to
and
drum
who knows
up,
maybe she is. I believe women.
That's the problem with this case is like here's what happens. I feel like I've learned a lot about courtroom
and this is
etiquette.
The Amber Heard Johnny Depp podcast, by the way.
Yeah,
number one.
That's it. We're gonna keep doing this for years.
Yeah, because what do you want us to talk about, the other thing?
Yeah. We're not going to.
Yeah, you want to hear our dumbass opinions on that one?
The way they do it is they'll be like, here, the defense brings in an expert witness. This person is the smartest person who ever lived, and they've been doing this thing for 100 years, and they know everything about it. And then they give their testimony, which is like, Amber Heard is completely right based on my expertise. And then they'll bring in Johnny Depp's team, and they'll be like, isn't it true that you're actually just a pile of kindergartners in a trench coat, and that you get paid $10,000 an hour to be here? And they're like, yes. And you're like, they both do it to each other.
Yeah.
For every expert
witness. Yeah, they're like, isn't it true that you're not board certified?
Yeah, and then the jury's like, whoa,
yeah,
board certified.
Your practice is out of your basement.
Yeah, isn't it true that you have sex with your mom?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, but I'm still...
Yeah, objection, relevance... You can't object. You're the witness.
But like,
I'll allow it.
And so this happens back and forth throughout the entire trial. You really do, because I'm a fucking dummy. So I'll listen to somebody and they'll talk about their credentials. They'll answer really well at length about why Johnny's finger couldn't have been severed by a vodka bottle thrown at him. And you're like, well, that proves it, he's lying. And then his team will come in and be like, here's why I'm a fucking genius scientist, and here's why it is true that what Johnny's saying is what happened. And you're like, well, fuck, I don't know. And so they both have compelling testimony about what happened, how they saw it happening, and then at the end of the day you just go, I don't fucking know. Why am I involved in this? Why am I?
Well, you're not.
I know I'm kidding, but like, imagine being this jury. If because I watched almost this entire trial, and I would just be like, guys, I don't know. None of us were there. I have no clue.
I've had jury duty, you know, a few times, and every time, like, the case gets dismissed before mm-hmm. I have to do anything.
Lucky.
Which they always tell you, they're like, this is rare. You know, just
it's not. It's happened
do you think
many times. Well, it's happened to me too.
Oh, okay, because they're always like, don't get used to this.
What?
I'm like, what does it matter, you know?
It's the best case scenario because it still counts as being, like, selected for jury duty.
Right.
So you don't have to do it again for a couple of
years. I went once where they were, like, selecting the jury, and I was just I had to go for days on end.
Yeah.
For them to, like, decide if they wanted me or not, but they never got to me to interview me because then the case got dismissed or whatever.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is, like, every time I'm like, fuck, man, you don't want me on this thing, you know? I'm not, like, super discerning of like this type of stuff. I don't know.
I absolutely cannot pay attention too. Like you'll be, somebody will be giving a testimony and I will be off in space. And
yeah, we were
like,
trying to watch Chippendale's Rescue Rangers
I was
last
high.
Night and you were like, who's that guy?
You got me
like, that's
high.
Dale.
I'm not sure which one's Chip and which one's Dale, okay? I was just fucking asking for clarification. Anyway, I am really impressed because I can't lie well to strangers. And so...
Wrong.
Okay. But I don't know, especially if I'm nervous. Like this jury selection, I've gone to jury selection and I've seen people just... It's just so impressive how they'll be like, I was brought to jury selection for like a fender bender between a cab and a regular ass driver. And they're like, people were like, well, I've ridden in cabs before, so I cannot be impartial in this situation. So I have to leave. And they're like, what? Like, how am I going to look a lawyer in the eye and be like, I can't because I've met a cabbie before. I couldn't possibly. And people will be like, do you have any specific prejudice against Somali people? And they're just like, yep, hate them. Can't be around them.
They're all pirates.
Yeah. You're just like, okay.
Captain Phillips is my favorite movie, so I cannot.
So I can't.
In good conscience.
Right. I couldn't
sit
do
on
it.
This jury. My whole thing is it's like, well, you get paid like $100 or something.
No, it's not even that. They give you like 50 cents for lunch or like 20. They give you like $20 a day or something.
Yeah, it's like, bitch, I got to go to work.
Yeah. And they're like, this is your civic duty. LOL.
Yeah.
What? Like, that's going to like inspire something.
You can just call them and be like, I moved.
Yeah. And they're
like,
you
can't do that.
Fine. I'm not going to look into it.
Right. Anyway. Oh, I had something to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, for this movie I wrote, there's a scene where somebody's, like, watching a Twitch stream of, like, an e-girl, you know, and I want to get a real e-girl for this thing. So I'm, like, sitting here, like, looking at weird, like, cosplay girls with like big eyes.
It's
and
for
stuff.
His art, guys.
No, but I know I knew that's exactly how you would respond.
I'm
you're like,
kidding,
oh yeah,
I'm
you're
kidding.
Pretending it's. For, but I feel
know
so, I'm like look because you suggested the way I should do it is like find somebody with an OnlyFans and then reach out to them through their OnlyFans and be like, I will pay you $50 or whatever to film this short thing that I can stick into my movie.
Yeah, I'm actually realizing now, like, because I was just thinking, oh, you can pay a bunch of money for like a private video, but it has to be clear that this is going to be used in a movie.
Well, yeah, no, I would explain that.
I just wonder how many people would be down for that, but, you know.
Why wouldn't they be?
You know, because these videos are usually private.
Well, no, you don't get one. I don't want one where somebody's, like, sucking on their tit or whatever. Okay. I just want somebody, it to look like a Twitch stream, not an actual OnlyFans. Like, you
okay.
know.
Okay, yeah.
They're just playing video games or whatever.
Yeah.
But now I'm sitting here like Googling like e-girl OnlyFans and stuff. And it's so, because like the point of the movie is how the internet makes us feel terrible. So now I'm going down all these rabbit holes of these things that I feel are a little
disturbing.
Yeah, disturbing about the internet. And so I'm like Googling like top cosplay OnlyFans accounts and like trying to figure out, and I'm like, I can't reach out to these women because they have like 500,000 patrons or whatever, you know, OnlyFans subscribers, and it's like there's no way anybody's gonna look at any of my messages. And it's just like how rich these women are for like dressing up as I don't know, somebody in anime.
Is so funny, by the way. It just struck me how funny it is. Like it's, what's her name? Gertrude Stein or something?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Here you go. I'm just supporting your art, young lady. I'm trying to think of it. It's like the Joker, right? It's like what everyone said about Heath Ledger. He got like so into the character.
That
like,
was a lie, but yeah.
Oh, none of it
That's
happened?
That's not true. He loved playing the Joker and he had a great time the whole time. He was just a depressive. Okay. That whole thing about like, oh, it ate him from the inside
out.
Oh,
God.
Like,
everybody loves to...
Yeah. There's that picture of him like on a skateboard ollieing over Batman.
God damn, he was so cool.
He was so fucking cool. Have you ever seen that picture? That's like the coolest picture
I've
of all time.
I've seen it. He's in his makeup and stuff, right?
They both are. Damn. And Batman's just laying on the ground.
That's so cool.
Yeah. They had a great, they were like palling around and stuff.
He just liked to do drugs.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not a fun story to tell on a podcast.
It was too twisted of a rule.
Yeah. God, I hate the internet sometimes.
People want that to be true.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's so
everybody
fucked up.
Plays the Joker goes insane.
You're like, no, Jared Leto started insane.
Yeah, and got more irritating.
Weird. Yes.
Everybody plays Morbius loses it.
Uh-oh, everyone who plays Morbius dies suddenly. We shouldn't make Jared Leto be Morbius. He has to shoot himself off in a cannon.
It's funny how Morbius in the comics like doesn't have a nose, kind of, and is like, disturbing looking. And in the movie, he's like got abs.
Oh, really?
He's hot as hell.
Interesting. Is he, though, hot as hell?
Jared Leto? I mean, you can't deny he's a handsome looking guy.
Yes, you can. I mean, back in the day, he's so pretty. Just like too pretty for my taste, but he's very attractive. But now, I don't know. There's something that little Madame Tussauds about him.
Okay. I guess. I mean, you have to admit he's more attractive.
I don't
than,
have
like,
to admit the, anything
yes,
about
you do.
Jared
yes,
Leto.
You do.
I won't do it.
He's more attractive than the average man,
if
right?
If I was being selected for a jury involving Jared Leto, I could be honest and be like,
sure.
I fucking hate his guts and I will sway this jury to give him the death penalty if you put me on it. So let me go now before people get hurt.
And I would say I can't be on this jury because I'm actually a moderator for the Morbius Discord community.
So we're pretty close, so I can't do it. The Morbius Discord community is my favorite phrase.
Speaking of hot guys.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt's in this new movie. I watched a trailer for it last night. And he's just so fucking, he's still so, how old is he?
I think he's 50, 51.
Okay.
Why? What, are you? You seem disappointed.
I thought he was a little bit older than that.
He might be,
but
older.
He's just so still so fucking gorgeous.
Yeah,
this fucking
it's
guy.
Really not.
It's
fair.
Crazy.
It's like, not right.
Like name another 50-year-old guy who can like grow his hair out. You know, like down to his kind of like his chin or whatever.
Well, you know,
and just look like the hottest. Like, and he's still playing an action hero, and you believe it, even though
he looks like he didn't really age. He looks like his 30-year-old self, just like he spent a few days in the desert or something.
Yeah.
He just looks a little dry.
Yeah, like he lives on a houseboat or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, but he's still very hot. You know who has insanely great hair for being quite old? And like it's not fake because you can't, I don't know. Iggy Pop has like silky, I'm like, is he getting keratin treatment? What's happening? There's not, it's like corn silk. And
well,
he's old.
I mean,
he's old. He's an elderly man.
Heroin is the fountain of youth.
Okay.
Every like guy who went through a time where they were completely addicted to heroin, just as they get older, they don't seem to gain weight. They always have like that heroin chic like ab situation going on, you know, and the sharp like bones in their
like,
face
preserves
and
their skin.
Yeah, I
like,
really do
formaldehyde
think that
or something.
There's something to that if you look at all these guys, you know.
But so his hair still grows like he's 16.
It's the fountain of youth, heroin.
Damn,
get into it.
All right,
you can't snort it either. You got to inject it.
Oh my god.
But anyway, what was I going to say about Brad Pitt?
He's starring in something and he's still cool and hot.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Did we?
Oh, and I know what I was going to say. I think a lot of times women say this thing where they're like, it sucks how when women get older, they become less attractive. But when men get older, like we think they get more attractive. And I'm always like, is that fucking true? When
yes,
you
that's
see,
true.
Like,
yes, that's true. No, it's not that they look more attractive. It's that they are still attractive much older.
Okay.
It's not like Brad Pitt is. You can't take a picture of Brad Pitt when he was 25 and now and be like, he's clearly so much hotter. But he's still hot. He's still attractive. And
well, no, I was going to say Brad Pitt's an anomaly. And usually like that's kind of a lie, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
There's a handful of guys where you're like, okay, George Clooney, sure, he got like hotter. I mean,
yeah,
I think
he did
there's
get
a cutoff
hotter.
Point, you know, where it's like it declines eventually when you just become,
it's
you know,
way later
a corpse. But
yeah.
Yeah. But I think very often it's like, I don't know if that's true. Yeah, okay. What you're saying makes much more sense to me.
There have been multiple times recently. Multiple. I overheard it when we were at dinner last week, and I've heard some of our own friends say this. 37-year-old men talking about women who are 40 or like 39 or 40, like, I like older women. I'm into older women.
Yeah.
Like, it's their mom. And I'm like, you guys would have been in fucking middle school together. What are you talking about?
Right.
But you just, like, as soon as you hit a certain age, even like, I bet if a man's like 43 and a woman's 40, they're like, ooh, old lady, all right, I guess.
Well,
cougar,
yeah,
situation.
But it does make sense, though, because if the standard is older man, younger woman, and like, I'm not even talking about like some crazy age gap,
mm-hmm,
just like you and me, there's an age gap, right?
Sure, yeah.
If that's the standard, then an anomaly would be a woman that's older than. It is like, okay, I like older women.
It's so funny that it's like a handful of months and they're like,
yeah, but compared to the regular status quo.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I know there's a lot of resentment built up with women.
Yeah, because we start expiring and then we get all mad.
Yeah, then you just, ugh. It gets tough.
Joan Baez looks great. Joan Baez and Emmylou Harris. I think they look hotter now.
Well, Joan Baez is insane looking, right?
No,
or
not
who
really.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Who's the other like big folk singer? Even bigger.
Even bigger?
The Chompers.
Oh, fucking Carly Simon? Is
no.
She fucking. With the Chompers? Oh, Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell.
No.
That's what I was thinking of. She's got sideways teeth. Her teeth come out of her head.
She's not. She's
got singer's mouth.
She was never like. Hot.
I know, but that's who I was thinking of.
Okay, well, you're wrong. That's not who
okay,
I'm talking about.
All right, well, fuck. We make mistakes, all right?
Okay.
We're just human.
All right.
Human beings.
Chompers, though. That's Carly Simon.
Sure.
All right, fine. I had a dream my teeth were falling out, and it was this giant molar, and when it fell out, it was actually 5 molars, like, stuck together.
Like a Cronenberg or something.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like Cronenberg or something.
You know what I'm saying. Like some weird Cronenberg thing.
Yeah. Grotesque.
Yeah. Body horror stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That new movie looks crazy.
Yeah, I'm not. That's one of those ones where I'm sure it's actually really good, but I don't want to see it. I don't need to see people mutilating themselves.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff. I like gore, but sometimes when it's like really... realistic
and really disturbing when you bring sex into it, there's something so disturbing about that, like, why, like, you're just trying to be the grossest, most disturbing.
But I mean, you are confronting the fact that like sex and violence are tied together, and that is disturbing.
I don't need a fucking psychology lesson, David.
Okay.
All right,
okay, who's David?
Cronenberg.
Oh. Well, what movies do you want to watch?
Well,
Chippendales, Rescue Rangers?
Chip and Dale's. First and foremost, did we ever tell the story about Brad Pitt that I told you recently? Somebody at a birthday party told me this story on the podcast.
Did we?
I don't think so.
Okay, go ahead.
Somebody said his friend is a doctor at some Harvard hospital, and they got... Oh, fuck. Oh, Brad Pitt checked himself in like anonymously because he claimed he has this disease where he can't recognize faces or something.
Face blindness
or aphasia. I don't really know. But he checks himself in as Mr. Fizz. He goes by the name Mr. Fizz and just talked to them for like 2 hours about his sculptures that he's working on and didn't talk about his diagnosis at all. And they like bumped people for him. They've spent like,
oh, that's
two
nice.
Hours. Well, I don't know if that's true, but they were like, there was a holdup and he was just like talking to them about all these sculptures he's working on, which I think are like dick sculptures. This is just the most insane story. And this game of telephone that it's gone through like 4 or 5 people at this point. All I know is he checked himself in as Mr. Fizz, talked to them for hours about nothing to do with this medical diagnosis, and then left. And they were like, I think he just fucked with us. I think he just wanted to hang out for a while and chat.
That's
and
great. I mean, isn't that what you would do if you were that famous?
Yeah. Mr. Fizz is so funny.
Yeah, it is.
Of course. And he knows, obviously he knows they're going to know who he is.
Yeah.
This might be, well, I mean, I don't even know who this person possibly could be, but they probably shouldn't have told anybody. This is probably some kind of violation.
HIPAA violation.
Yeah. Well, sorry, Mr.
Nurse?
Fizz. I don't
Nurses
know.
Are creeps. We all know it. We all know it. Come on.
We went after music teachers last week and now nurses.
Well, you know, yeah, I guess I shouldn't.
I mean, yeah, I know nurses. I know a lot of nurses. They're pretty cool.
Do you?
One.
You don't know any fucking nurses.
Yes, I do.
You're full of shit.
No, I know at least one. One of my best friends is a nurse. Don't get upset.
You're a liar. What else?
No, I said I did the Mr. Fizz thing.
What else is in the news? Yeah, I have a good one.
No. We're ending the podcast.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay. Wait, anything else you wanted to talk about with the movie?
No, I just if you know any fucking e-girls, I guess, reach out to me because I'm sick of like Googling. Like my search history is disgusting. Women with cat ears. Fucking
surgically implanted.
Their tits mushed up to their
what
throats.
Has become of us? Do you think we're just like, I mean, you talk about this on stage and stuff, but it's just regular run-of-the-mill pornographic imagery has run its course because we're just like become oversaturated and now we need weird cartoonish stuff.
No, I think if I had to guess, I would say that our generation and even more so the generation after us really obsessed over animation when they were younger, more than anybody else, you know.
And now women
boomers
are
boomers had like what fucking black and white Mickey Mouse or something.
Yeah, Steamboat Willie. That's
yeah, Steamboat
it.
Willie. And then like we really got into it, and you know, it's like fetish stuff. It's like. We like smooth images, and also it's. I think it's a combination of that. It's like you can make anything horny. Like
yeah.
People can get a fetish around anything, but also like if you take a woman and you start ironing out all of her flaws with let's say plastic surgery or Photoshop,
yeah.
And then eventually she's just kind of like this smooth. Flawless, shiny thing.
Yeah, just like big eyes and nostrils.
Yeah, eventually just kind of on its own becomes a cartoon.
Yeah.
You know? And also when you draw a cartoon, you're trying to make it look the best it can. So you're just like making all the features perfect and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
It's all those things.
Women got to compete with cartoons now.
And then and when people see it, they're just like, oh, this is everything I like. No flaws. Fucking kind of looks like the anime that made my dick move when I was 12.
Oh my god.
Like also dressed as the video game I like. This person gets me. And then I think there's this like parasocial relationship where people are just fully like, this person understands everything about me. They're dressed up like the obscure anime character I like. Also, they have huge tits. It's like they just understand who I am.
Understand everything that I like.
Yeah.
Not talking that much and having huge tits.
I mean, that's the point of it in the movie is that it's a complete fantasy.
Yeah.
Like it's not tethered to reality in any
yeah.
conceivable way. So I got to find that right person because I don't want to just like cast somebody in that role. I want to find somebody who's already doing it so they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Belle Delphine.
Like, Belle Delphine is a like billionaire.
Yeah.
You can't access these people.
Yeah,
that's the problem. They like if you're just like some regular lady who's really good with makeup and then knows how to throw a few filters on an image and is also kind of like understands the video game world and knows what people to dress up like. I mean, there's no ceiling on how much money you can make.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. You find these people on OnlyFans, and it's like the first time you find out how much Cumtown makes, and you go, no, there's no fucking way. They just say stuff's gay. There's no fucking way. It's like more than that, you know?
Yeah, damn. Yeah, remember you told me last night a woman makes $40,000.
No, they just there's a TikTok where this guy just walks around and is like, how much money do you have in your checking account? And he walks up to this woman who looks like she's like 21, 22. She goes, $40,000. And he goes, what? What do you do for a living? And she goes, oh, I sell pictures of my feet on this webpage.
God damn.
Yeah.
What a life.
I know.
What a perfect life.
Yeah.
What a wonderful.
You're not doing it.
Come on.
I'll buy your feet pics.
For $40,000?
I'll buy them for...
Babe, can I borrow $40,000? All right, let's get out of here.
All right.
Let's go enjoy the day. Hail Satan. Yes.